Sir Keith flushed. I saw the report of the malfunction some time ago. When I saw no report of its repair, I assumed that you had overlooked...
I overlook nothing, Sir Keith. The malfunction is not sufficiently serious to warrant a deceleration of the drilling rate, and you have no authority to order one.
As executive director of this project...
As executive director of the project, Sir Keith, your concern is with such vital matters as the facilities of the canteen and the new duty roaster for the cleaners. Anything to do with drilling is my concern, and mine alone, and that includes minor maintenance problems.
Surely, in a project such as this, there can be no such thing as a minor problem.
Professor Stallman sighed.
I'll make a bargain with you, Sir Keith. You stay away from my drilling operation, and I'll let you run your canteen.
Stallman turned away dismissively. After a moment, the now thoroughly routed Sir Keith hurried out of the drill area. Doing his best to ignore this embarrassing scene between his superiors, Harry Slocum finished replacing and rebolting the warped pipe section. He noticed a smear of some dark green substance at the point where the old section joined the new. Curiously, he touched it and snatched his hand away. A terrible burning sensation swept through his entire body. He examined his fingers in horror, expecting to find them badly burned, but there was only a tiny dark green stain. Wiping his fingers on his overalls, Slocum began packing away his tools. Suddenly he felt very strange. It was almost unbearably hot, and nothing seemed quite real. Flu, thought Slocum, or some kind of fever. He'd better report sick. Back in the main control area, Sir Keith was talking to an attractive, white-coated young woman with a pleasant, open face framed by long, fair hair. Her name was Petra Williams. She was Professor Stallman's personal assistant.
"But why is he so unreasonable?" asked Sir Keith plaintively. "You would think I was some kind of rival, an enemy even."
Petra did her best to defend her chief's behaviour.
He's worked on this one project for many years. Naturally, he feels possessive about it.
Sir Keith nodded, trying to make allowances. Eric Stallman had grown up in the ruins of post-war Germany. To have reached his present eminence must have taken years of terrible struggle against unimaginable difficulties. Stallman was brilliant, no doubt of that. They would just have to bear with him. But mild as he was, Sir Keith had a streak of obstinacy. He had no intention of allowing Stallman to endanger the safety of others.
I've got another piece of news he won't care for, Petra. Maybe you'd better break it to him.
Oh, what's that?
I've sent for a drilling consultant, a chap called Greg Sutton, one of the most experienced oil men in the world.
But this isn't an oil rig. The whole operation is run on completely different lines.
Nevertheless, I should feel happier if someone on this project knew a little more about the purely practical aspects of drilling and its dangers.
Petra sighed. So when does this expert arrive?
Any minute now, he's flying in from Kuwait.
Engrossed in their conversation, neither Petra nor Sir Keith noticed that Harry Slocum, toolkit abandoned, was walking slowly out of the tunnel, a strange, dazed expression on his face. He had a ghastly, greenish pallor, and he clutched a massive pipe wrench in his right hand. Professor Stallman had seen him go, but he had scarcely registered Slocum's appearance. To Stallman, the technician's departure meant only that the repair job was finished. He turned to a nearby technician.
Put number two pipe back into service. Accelerate drilling speed 3.5%. We now have to make up for lost time.